have a couple of veterans joining me in the studio this morning. As a matter of fact, Russell Davis is in the studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning.
Glad to have you in here, as well as Gary Songer. And good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Glad to have you both in here. Russell, there's a big project that is coming to Mexico. At least the plans are underway for one. Tell us a little bit about your story. As I understand it, you visited several memorials, right. Veterans memorials. Tell us about that.
Well, I've been lucky enough that I went on the honor flight, so I got to see quite a few memorials on that. And then my wife and I were in Boonville, and Boonville has a nice monument. And we took a drive to New Franklin, couldn't think of the name of the town, and they had one. And it got me to thinking, I come back, we had a VFW meeting, and I asked them why we didn't have one here in Mexico.
Sure.
And this is what's come of it.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you're planning here in Mexico. You're planning a monument, as I understand it, and you're going to need to raise money for this. What will the monument look like? Let's start off with that.
The monument will be a 70-foot concrete circle with seven monuments on it, one for the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Space Force, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marines. The monuments themselves will be 6 foot tall, 3 foot wide, solid black granite, and they will have the emblem of each branch of service on them. And then in the middle will be like a folded flag with the thing up above it that reads, "All gave some gave all."
Sure thing. Where do you plan to put this at? I think you've been working with the City of Mexico just a little bit, correct?
Yes, the city has been real good working with us. It's going to be at the intersection of Huntingfield Road and Teal Lake Road.
And there's a park over there?
Yes, that is part of Teal Lake Park.
Teal Lake Park is where the monument is being planned. Now, this is a rather expensive project, as I understand it. About how much do you estimate this will cost?
Between $300,000 and $400,000, if not more.
Sure.
Well, the monuments themselves are they're $10,000 a piece.
Wow. Wow. So, now, you are going to be getting some fundraising efforts underway, as I understand it. Tell us about the first one is planned for January, is that right?
Yes, January 25th, we're going to have a chili cook-off out at the VFW.
Okay.
And then we are planning a indoor cornhole tournament sometime in March or April, we're thinking.
Sure.
We're still working on that.
Now, people can make donations, aside from attending those fundraisers, they can make monetary donations now if they want to. Where do they
yes.
do that at?
Bring them out to the VFW, to me, or you can get hold of me, my phone number.
Sure. And we have Tracy Benny down here as a contact as well.
No, Ray Legg.
Okay, Ray Legg is somebody else. All right.
Yes, that. Her name shouldn't be on there. It's Ray's wife's name, I think.
Gotcha. But also, you can get more info about this at centralmoveteransmonument@gmail.com.
Yes.
And if they're interested in making a donation, can reach out through email as well,
email
correct?
Or the phone numbers.
Russell Davis, and we'll give some phone numbers on our KXEO website when we post that up. When would you like to have this groundbreaking for the monument? And I'm sure it all has to do with fundraising, right?
Well, fundraising and the city, there is a road out there at that intersection right now that is going to be taken out, and the city is going to redo the whole intersection. So we really can't do anything until the city gets that done.
Sure, sure. And that'll take a little bit. Is there an idea as to when you would like to have this monument completed?
I would hope that we can have it done by the end of 26. Depending on how quick the city gets the intersection, when we can start that.
Okay. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck on that as we go forward. The Central Missouri Veterans Monument Foundation and trying to get a monument built here in Mexico, Missouri. Guys, I want to thank you for your service and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.